You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Right now, we've currently got the Sneaky Caribbean Monk Seals here for an interview. So they are an Ōtautahi-based four-piece funk rock ensemble with titan energy and phenomenal stage presence. Eclectic and groovy, this is not a band you want to miss seeing live. They've recently released their debut self-titled EP, Monk Seals, September last year, and a new single, Feel For You, in February of this year. And we are super thrilled to be interviewing them. So say hey, you know, say hey to the listeners.
Greetings and salutations. G'day, guys. How bloody are ya?
Ora.
And how are you guys?
Absolutely through the roof. I can't believe it.
Yeah. What have you been up to in kind of like the first couple of months of this year?
Oh, well, me and Yannick have just been festivaling it up. There's been lots of, you know, festivals going on at the start of the year and lots of music events going on. I'd say pretty well every weekend we've gone to some sort of musical event.
Every weekend's been huge.
Nice.
It's been crazy.
I've been busking a lot. Lots of busking, working hard, you know, no mucking around, no games involved.
Oh.
Strumming my guitar inside out and upside down.
Yeah, nice. No, epic. So I reckon, you know, give us a little rundown of the creative process that went into releasing Feel For You. Like, I don't know, inspiration, who was involved, like how it was produced, that sort of stuff.
We tried taking more of a old school approach on this one. But obviously, all of our music is pretty classic rock inspired. But especially with this one, we wanted to get real bluesy with it. Jono comes up with a riff and then the others tag along and I come up with lyrics later. But yeah, this one we really just wanted to go for that old blues bar vibe, you know, something a little bit more Rolling Stones with some piano in it. And it worked out, you know. I think we got the sound that we were looking for at the end of the day.
Groovy, yeah. No, we like to hear it. And so I've noticed that you've been pretty active in releasing music and performing. So, like, how do you guys balance life with passion?
Well, it helps that we're all friends, you know. Like, we were all friends before we started playing music. So it's pretty much whenever we're hanging out, it's half music, half just skitting and hanging around. It makes it easier, the fact that we all hang out together anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this band sort of compromises a lot of our whole identity since we started out so young, you know, so it's played a massive part. So, you know, it's like, you know, you do your work, you survive, and then you go back to living, which is sort of like, you know, you just do what's just normal to you, and that is make music with the Monk Seals, because, you know.
Would you say, like, you touched on, like, identity. Would you say that, yeah, it has been, like, a really crucial point of, like, your own like personal growth as well?
Oh, big time. I think that's, you know, that's for all of us because we started so young. I mean, you know, that, you know, Yannick and Abel were 15 and they started it, I was 14, you know, and that's such like a crucial point in your development as a human being, you know, those early sort of teenage years. And so it's just like, yeah, it's sort of like sort of like home, but I know that's probably being a bit pretentious, but
I was always quite insecure about liking music and being real into music until I found, you know, these other boys that were into the same sort of stuff, and it was really exciting meeting people that were into the same things as I was, because I didn't think there really was anyone out there that was into the same stuff for a bit.
No, that's, like, really admirable. I feel like, I don't know, I think also personally for, like, all of us at Radio 1, like, music is definitely a really integral part of our own identity. So it's, like, yeah, no, it's late. Who have been, yeah, I was going to say, who have been some artists who have, like, inspired your work?
Oh, well, there's too many to count, but I definitely think when we first started we were really into Jimi Hendrix. That's a big part of, you know, when Jono first got into playing guitar, that was someone that he, you know, always, you know,
played,
always
played and
looked up to. Also, Black Sabbath was quite a big one when we first started. We really liked that sound, and I don't know, yeah, just all of the classic bands, eh? And we just take what we like from each one, and you know, you kind of just develop your own sound to all the inspirations, you know, Rolling Stones, Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, huge, man, Led Zeppelin.
Like, classic rock was sort of like the basis of which we sort of formed our band, but then, you know, we were like this closed circle of friends, and we'd have these, like, influences that we'd share, then we'd take other things and bounce ideas off, so it'd just be like this, like, not so much of just like, it wouldn't just be like an echo chamber of like classic rock. We'd like draw in other things and add them to the mix, you know?
Yeah.
Add them to the culture.
No, awesome. And like, did the Christchurch landscape kind of influence your music as well? Or did it restrict you in any way?
No. Well, Christchurch was so fucking boring that you'd have to think so much. You'd have to, you know, if you didn't use your imagination, you'd go insane.
I think that's one thing that we pride ourselves with as well. It's easy to see what's popular and just go with the flow, and you know, yeah, whatever you think is gonna attract people the most. But as a band, I feel like through the years we've stuck to what we like, you know, and what really turns us on and our sound, and and I hope, you know, people appreciate us for that, because I don't know, it's easy just to, you know, do the popular thing, but we want to do what we believe in, and yeah, hope people see that and get their groove onto it, you know?
Yeah. And so what's coming next in terms of, like, future plans? Like, with the new single coming out, is that foreshadowing for a new album, or... Yeah.
Indeed it is.
Definitely. We've got some very exciting things on the cards. We've got 4 more songs that we are loving the sound of, and they're pretty well finished, so we've just got some more things to work on, and they'll be out in no time.
If you thought the last EP was good, well, that was shit in comparison, eh? But these new songs are filthy.
You people think you've heard it all, haven't you? Rubbish.
Nah, we're super excited for this new EP to come out. We're also going to be releasing a new single in the coming months, and yeah, I don't know, we just tease people until the real deal is ready to, you know, be released, and then look out for a tour and all that, and all that fancy dancy stuff.
Yeah, we'll see you in Dunedin.
Are you going to come down?
Yeah, we're going to come down.
Absolutely, we're going to try to do at least 3 stop tour. Or maybe Wellington, Christchurch, Dunedin for sure, and then we'll try hit up some other places if the opportunity comes about.
Nice. So like, yeah, a little Aotearoa tour, kind of. Not really, mm-hmm. But like, yeah.
Well, yeah, about bloody time, I tell ya.
Yeah.
if we make enough money, we might be able to even go to Bluff or Gore.
Have some.
We were thinking of the Chatham Islands for a second there. I don't know, it's still in the cards. We're putting it in the maybe pile. We're brainstorming.
Man, I really want to go to the Chatham Islands.
Only if we're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I was going to say, where are you playing next? Like, in terms of, yeah, what's the lineup for maybe, like, the next month or so? Are you,
We've got 2 surf events happening.
Yeah.
So one on the 23rd of March, it's happening in New Brighton. It's called Salty Sessions.
For Duke Festival of Surfing.
And and there's the Single Fin Mingle happening right on our doorstep in Sumner. So that's really exciting.
I think we'll be playing on the 6th of April for that one. And you can find all of the ticket links in any of our socials and our link tree, just the link in the bio, just tap on it and bloody, yeah, get bloody paying for some bloody tickets.
We'll be trying to sell some merch there as well.
So. Yeah.
Please give us money.
Yeah, we're begging for it. We're trying to pick rock bottom a little bit. Nah, that's not true. That's not true.
well, well, you had them. This has been the Sneaky Caribbean Monk Seals. They're, yep, check out their socials, check out their link tree to see where they're playing next. And also, that's really exciting for letting the listeners know, too, that you've got, like, an album on the way. So, yeah, thank you so much for coming in today. And, yeah.
Thank you for having us.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, no.
Thank you very much.
No worries. Enjoy your weekend and your evening. And, yeah, look forward okay. to hearing you soon. So, right up on. Next, we've got Feel For You by the Monk Seals. And I hope you enjoy.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.